This is Tyler Model, and you're listening to the Nashville Rocks Podcast.
Nashville. You're listening to the Nashville Rocks Podcast, your source for independent music in Nashville and the Mid-South. Nashville. Now, your host, Jason Coleman.
Hey, Nashville Rockers. Welcome to the second episode of the Nashville Rocks Audio Podcast. My name is Jason Coleman, and I'm your host. This episode is brought to you in part by ExtremeMeasuresHosting.com. If you're a band or musician and you don't have the most important marketing tool, a website, then check out ExtremeMeasuresHosting.com and search for a URL, get hosting, email, everything you need for a digital business card. Remember, if you're an artist, everyone will want to hear samples of your music, see your videos, your bio, photos at shows, and more. And if you don't have a website, you're not only behind the times, but also behind the other artists who have it all together and are out there competing for gigs and contracts with you. So go to ExtremeMeasuresHosting.com for more. Now, the Nashville Rocks Podcast is intended to help independent musicians, bands, songwriters, and artists of all kinds with their craft. I'll be interviewing artists and music business types so that you can see into what makes a successful independent artist, and hopefully that will help you find some tricks and techniques to help you with your career. It's also intended as an entertainment show. We'll have great artists with great music, so tune in close and enjoy the show. Now, make sure to stay listening because we have some prizes to give away, and you want to stay tuned for that. My guest in this episode of the Nashville Rocks Podcast is performing artist Tyler Model. Tyler has overcome some adversity in his life and has truly become a successful independent artist. This guy has fans in over 30 plus countries, 295,000 views on YouTube and counting. He's won the IMEA Award for Pop Entertainer of the Year. He's won two TSAI Awards for Song of the Year and Songwriter of the Year. Tyler was named Pop Artist of the Year on Radio Nation. He is in the top 10 of pop and country on the Independent Music Network for over 16 weeks. He's also charted in the top 10 on radio in the UK, Australia, and Canada. Tyler recently released the EP Searching for Juliet. As part of that release, his song All I Ever Wanted was downloaded 8 million times as part of the VideoStar mobile app. His latest single, Gravity, which you'll hear in this episode, was released in March of 2014. He's been on the Vans Warped Tour, Pop Explosion Tour, Teen Nation Tour, and his own Wonderstruck Tour in support of his previous release. I'm running out of breath, so let's get to it, folks. Welcome, Tyler Model, to the Nashville Rocks Podcast.
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me, Jason.
You got it, man. Glad to have you here. And you've done a lot of stuff for being such a young guy.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's really cool just seeing all the things that have happened over the past couple of years since I first started, and just kind of being able to do it on my own has been a lot of fun, but it's been kind of a challenge at the same time.
Nice, nice. Do you have any crazy road stories you want to share?
When we were doing the Pop Explosion Tour, I was in Orlando, Florida, and we were coming. Originally, I was just supposed to do the show in Orlando, and then they really, really liked me. So they said, come and do some more shows. The next day, they were going to Atlanta, Georgia. So I had planned on staying there with a friend who I went to school with, who had moved to Florida. We were going to go to Disney World and hang out. So last minute, I'm like, oh, got to get my stuff packed. We're going to go to Georgia. And we're driving. It's like probably 2 a.m. and I'm with my mom at the time who was there, and my former manager. And all of a sudden, this tornado just jumps right out in front of us and just goes across the road. Like we see at first, we see these cars just pulled over to the side and we're like, what's going on? And then this tornado just goes right across in front of us. My mom stopped and I'm like, oh, don't stop. Because what if that thing turns around and comes back? I was like, go get out of here.
Yeah. I don't want to die in a tornado on the way to a gig. Right.
They're like, where's Tyler? Some tornado came along, picked him up. He's in a completely other state now.
Yeah, that's right.
He's performing in Kansas.
Yeah, visiting
he's
the wizard.
He's in Oz.
All right, man. And we're going to listen to some more of your music later, but I imagine with the style of music that you're currently singing on tour, mm-hmm. and some of your tracks that I've listened to, you know, the ballads and the love songs, you tend to gravitate to those Mm-hmm. Pun intended. You have a largely female audience?
Yeah, definitely. My music, I definitely tend to like go towards like the love songs and the ballads. Everything I sing is songs that I've written or co-written, and it all comes from like personal experience. But my audience, yeah, I always tend to try and pay attention to how's my audience changing, and my audience is very young and a lot of female fans. So I want to make sure that it's something that they can relate to, but they can also understand, because I don't want to get too deep with it. But at the same time, I also want it to be something that they're young. I want them to be able to have fun with it when they hear it and stuff. So
absolutely. So, and you've played on several tours. So what's it like to perform on a stage with thousands of screaming girls?
It's awesome. I absolutely love it. It's so much fun, especially when they're there to see you. Like, you're the artist that they've come to see, to watch perform, and they come up to you afterwards and, you know, they want to get pictures. Or when you're performing and you see them singing along and they know the words, or when you see someone out in the audience and they have signs that they made or shirts, it's really cool.
Have you ever had a mother like ask you to sign something weird?
No,
I can just imagine that happening.
I've never actually had anyone ask me to sign anything weird. I don't have like.
But you have had mothers ask you for signatures, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I've had grandmothers ask me for signatures. Nice. I've had grandfathers ask.
Nice.
But my fan base is pretty like, they're pretty calm, I guess, in like a respectful manner. It's not like a really wild fan base that is crazy. I mean, they're very dedicated and very loyal, but they're also very respectful and calm.
Nice, nice. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's change gears a little bit and talk about some of your accomplishments. Okay. I mean, like I said, I about ran out of breath talking about some of the things that you've done in your career already. And you're a young guy of...
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. So some of these awards that you've won, or have been a part of some of these organizations that have, you know, rewarded you with things. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what went into winning some of these things, like the IMEA and the TSAI, and being recognized by some of these other organizations. What went into that, and how does that affect you and your career?
Well, like with the IMEA awards, that was actually all fan voted, and that was the first award show that I got to like go and perform at, and it was a lot of fun. Like, it was really cool to see my fans become involved and really showing their support, aside from just like going and coming to shows or downloading and buying my music, but actually pushing it even further to wanting me to win an award. That was really awesome. And then with like the TSAI, that's an organization I've been involved with for a while now, and that's actually more for like the songwriting side of what I do in my career. And so it's a smaller organization, because it's a lot more close knit, and it's a lot harder to like kind of become a part of. But it's really cool to see when your peers, especially people who are a lot older than you, because with me being so young, a lot of times I'm like looking up to these people who are older than me. They've been doing it longer than I have, and they've had a lot of songs that have been cut, and they've had all these hits. And then when all these people like who've had even more success than you are, you know, like looking down at you and voting for you, and you receive an award from people of that stature, that's really
real props.
Cool too. Yeah, so that was really gratifying.
That is, I can imagine that's amazing. It will never happen to me, but that's a great thing. It feels good to be recognized by your peers.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
All right, well, let's take a break real quick and check out a track from Tyler Model. This is Gravity.
Gravity, I won't let it bring you down. Some days you feel breathless and desperate for air. But baby, let me hold you, keep you safe and give you love. In your darkest hour, I will lift you up. Oh, gravity, I won't let it bring you down. Gravity, just give me your hand and I'll show you how. Ooh, come with me and we'll fly and defy gravity. Just won't let it bring you down.
Right, and we are back with the talented Tyler Model on the Nashville Rocks podcast. Now, that was Gravity, and I'm really digging that one, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, hopefully everyone listening likes it as well.
Yeah, so give me a little bit of backstory on that song.
So Gravity is actually, that's the single that I've got out right now and the song that I just released. But when I wrote that song, actually that developed from a relationship that I was in at the time. And this girl I was dating, she was going through like a really rough patch in her life. And I just kind of, I wrote it as like a surprise to her because it was a long distance relationship with me always being on the
road.
Those
are tough.
Yeah. When I'm always on the road, it's hard to see that person that you're with. And so she came in town and she was visiting me. And so I wrote this song as like kind of a surprise. And it was never intended to be released. It was just something special because I wanted to look at her and to be able to say to her, like, no matter what you're going through, like, I'm not ever going to let you like fall down. I'm always going to be here. I'll always pick you up, always be there for you. And it really touched her. And then she played it for a bunch of her friends. And it's just like, they really liked it a lot. And I just thought about the impact that could have on maybe my fans, because I think that a lot of people could really use that kind of love and support. It's a really good message.
It's something they can relate to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So I decided, let's release this song.
Yeah. Hey, man, I think that was a great decision.
Thank you.
And there's a video for Gravity.
Yeah. We just did a video the last time I was in California and just released. And I had so much fun working on it. The guy who did my All I Ever Wanted music video, Rob Swanson, filmed this video. And he's so much fun to work with. And then the female lead in the video, Riley Brown, she was on X Factor, and her and I have been friends for a while. So everyone was all in town at the same time and it all just kind of worked out. We got together and it was great because the chemistry was really good because I'd already worked with Rob before and so had Riley. So it wasn't like going in and working with any strangers. We all were.
Well, and knowing her as well makes it easier to do a couple of those final takes that are in that music video.
Yeah.
You'll have to go to his website and check this out. It's TylerModelMusic.com.
Yeah.
Model is MATL. But yeah, the last couple of seconds, I'm like, oh, it's almost, and then it's over.
Well, without revealing that, the surprise ending of that, I had a lot of fun making that video. And it's, for those of you who haven't seen the video, it's this love story with me and Riley. Riley's having a bad day and I want to do something to pick her up, just like in the song Gravity. You know, I won't let it bring you down no matter what's happening. You know, I'm going to be here for you. And so I put together this cute little scavenger hunt for her, and it sends her kind of through a timeline of like little things that have happened through our relationship, whether it's the first place that we met or going to her, like her favorite, our favorite restaurant, stuff like that. And I had a lot of fun doing that video.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it was a blast.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. All right. Well, with all these fans out there, and certainly you've got a massive female audience, mm-hmm. does Tyler currently have a girlfriend?
Tyler is currently single and just focusing on his work right now.
Hear that, girls?
But Tyler's also, if the right person
though.
Ever comes along, then we'll see what happens.
That's right. That's right. And you're always on the road too. So yeah. The girls got to be down with that.
Definitely.
Do you find it difficult to create relationships or have a relationship? We talked about your previous one being long distance. So that's tough. You're always on the road. But what's so difficult about it?
To be honest, I think I make my relationships a lot more complicated than they need to be.
Don't we all?
Because I have a tendency when I am in a relationship with someone, the distance is always a factor. They could live in the same state that I'm from, but there's still distance because I'm traveling all the time. And that creates an issue in itself for me, but I kind of tend to intensify it because I kind of need a lot of attention when I'm in a relationship, and I love to give a lot of attention. Like, quality time is really important to me. And when I can't have that in a relationship,
it's a bummer.
It's really hard for me. I get really depressed about it, and I'll miss that person a lot.
Right.
And it makes me really sad.
I got you, man. I got you. All right. Well, that's a great cue. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back with more Tyler Model.
Are you an artist without a music video? Then step up to the plate and send an email to info@NashvilleRocks.com for more information. You can have a music video, and it's more affordable than you might think. Every artist deserves and needs a music video for promotion, electronic press kits, and branding. Don't be caught without one. Email info@NashvilleRocks.com with the subject line, video.
All right, and we're back with more Tyler Model. All right, let's talk about your songs. You aren't just a performing singer. You write your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How does your songwriting take a priority? Do you have certain times when you work on it?
It really just depends on my mood. It depends on where I am. Like, when I'm on the road, I don't get to write as much as when I'm at home or when I'm focused on writing. Because when I'm not on tour, I tend to do a lot more songwriting. And I'll schedule times for myself to write. But, you know, a lot of times when I just get a really good idea or something that I just really want to write about,
It just has to come out.
It has to come out. And I think it's like that with everyone who writes songs. Anyone who's a songwriter knows what that's like. You can't just, if there's that song and it's in the back of your brain and it's just won't leave you alone, it's keeping you up at night, it's always there, then you just like, all right, you find the time and you write it, and
you do whatever it takes to get it out.
That's how it is for me. It's like my songwriting process is different with every song as well, because I'm not always writing songs for myself. I write for other artists as well. So I could be writing with a friend who's an artist and a songwriter, and we'll just decide to just write a song and see what happens with it.
Now, do you try to make it fit that artist based on what you're writing?
Absolutely. And it depends on the situation, because sometimes I could be brought in by the label to write for the artist or the publishing company. And in that situation, if it's like a major label who wants me to write for their artist and I'm sitting down with that person one-on-one, then I am thinking nothing about myself in this situation. It's 100% them, getting to know them. I'm pretty much
knowing what their style is.
Yeah. And in that situation, I'm the one in your chair. I'm interviewing them.
Right, right. Yeah, you got to know.
I got to know them.
It's impossible to know who they are, but you got to dive in there a little bit just to get a piece.
Yeah. And then and sometimes I go in a situation where I'm with a producer and they want me to work on a project and it's for an artist, but it's not guaranteed that the artist will use it or anything. We're just going in with an artist in mind. So we just kind of have to, we can't talk to them. They're not there with us. So we just have to kind of put ourselves in their shoes the best we can. And
now,
then,
speaking of that kind of arrangement, is it ever a co-writing situation?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime that someone else is involved, or even if it's with a producer, I mean, when I'm in California, I work with a lot of producers, And even if they're not putting any words on the song at all, if they made the track, then they get a co-writing credit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's take a listen to another song by Tyler Model. This is All I Ever Wanted.
You know about the way I feel, the words I want to say. It's so hard to have to fake a smile when I see you every day. And it's killing me that you can't see what we used to be was my everything. All I ever wanted was you to hold you, love you. Wanted was you to kiss goodnight one last time. Don't break my heart in two. All I wanted was you. Saw the signs, how did we come to this? Left or right, you have your ups and downs to the point that you feel sick. And it's killing me that you can't see what we used to be was my everything. All I ever wanted was you to hold you, love you. Wanted was you to kiss goodnight one last time. Was it you and what we used to be? I know what we had and I want it back. All I wanted was, all I needed was, all I wanted was you. All I wanted was, all I needed was, all I wanted was you. All I ever wanted was you to hold you, love you. Wanted was you to kiss goodnight.
All right, we're back with more from Tyler Model, and you just heard All I Ever Wanted. Let's get back to the songwriting, though. So as far as your process, are you lyrically based? Are you, you know, melody based? Are you looking for specific guitar tones? You know, and you primarily write on an acoustic guitar, right?
Not really. I write pretty much every way. I love writing to tracks. That's my favorite way to write. But I'll write to guitar. I can write to piano. I can write without any instrument or any sound at all. To me, it's more of what feels good.
Right.
You know, I think that a really great song will sound good no matter what track is behind it, no matter if it's on piano, if it's on guitar. You know when a song is really great when you can just strip it down and you just feel it. Whereas some songs, if you have to depend on that one guitar riff to make that song sound good, or you have to depend on that beat that comes in at the bridge and the track, then I don't dig that. Like,
right.
And I think I'm very strong with my melody and I love diving into lyrics, but I'm just looking for what overall is the combination of how it makes you feel.
Right. Now, have you ever had, you know, when you're up there performing and there's some maybe negativity in the audience and, oh, that guy's just a natural, you know, he didn't work on that. Did you come by your talent naturally, your songwriting talent?
I think I was born with like a songwriting gift but I don't think that I was born an amazing writer. Like, I don't think anyone is. I think it's something that
it's a craft you have to develop it.
Yeah. Like I definitely was born with a gift to recognize how to write songs and put sound to lyrics and stuff. But I've practiced a lot and I've been blessed to work with some incredible
people. Practice?
All the time.
You actually practice? Do you rehearse at all? I'm loaded with sarcasm. I used to manage bands back in college and it's amazing how lazy bands can be. They don't want to go to rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, and then they say, well, so-and-so, you know, they just got discovered. Well, no, you've been rehearsing. You've been practicing. You've been writing. You've been co-writing. You've been entering songwriting contests.
I don't think I would be a good writer if I only wrote by myself. Working with other people has taught me everything I know, and that's why I've had the success I've had, and that's why I get the opportunities that I get. Honestly, so many people ask why so-and-so won't cut their song, or why, you know, if they're just doing stuff for themselves, well, my song is better than this artist, but it, why aren't people buying it? Not only does writing with other people and working with doing collaborations, that doesn't only give you practice, because you're not just giving yourself practice, you're taking the years that that person already has, and you're, say someone's been doing it 10 years longer than you,
absolutely,
that's 10 extra years, but you're also making connections.
Yes.
And if you don't work with other people, how are you going to be able to get that to whoever you want to get it to,
right,
that song?
Playing someone else's tunes, listening to how they write, the whole deal.
And just, I found that just by working with other people, you know, it gives me the opportunity. They'll call me up sometimes and just say like, hey, I'll get a call from someone who I've never even met before, who's really successful in the industry. And because I worked with someone else, they referred to that person.
Right. You should write with so-and-so.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great way to also open opportunity, not just to get practice, but it brings in so many opportunities.
Hear that, folks? These are the kind of tips you get on the Nashville Rocks podcast. You've got to co-write. You've got to get out there and meet other artists, work with other artists. It may be difficult. Was it difficult in the beginning when you were doing any kind of co-writing?
It was really scary, just because you have to learn to be confident in yourself. You have to be able to say anything, not be afraid that the other person you're writing with is going to think,
oh, that's stupid.
Oh, it's stupid. That's horrible. Don't say anything else. Like,
right,
you have to be able to go in, and both of you guys say like anything. There is no such thing as a stupid line.
Right.
Only taking something that's raw.
All you have to do is listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers and their success, and he says nothing coherent. I think
it's so funny when you listen to, I love Train.
Yes.
Because,
oh, yes.
Like, you can have someone like Taylor Swift, for example, and her line and her lyrics and her lines are put together in a way that they tell a story, and it makes perfect sense from start to finish. And then you go to like another extreme and listen to someone like Train and Hey Soul Sister, for example. That's an amazing song, but I have no idea what Your Lipstick Stain on the Left Side of My, like all that stuff.
Right.
And that song.
Right.
But it works for him, and that's his style.
Right.
But it's a completely unique style for him, and it's really cool. There's no rule to songwriting. There is no such thing as a stupid line. It's just finding something. You have your initial starting line that's raw, and you just develop it and make it better, the best line it can be.
Right. So for us, let's say there's some serious songwriters out there who are just getting started. Do you have any serious actionable tips for them, like how they can go from a blank page, whether they're writing with a pencil or they've got that blinking cursor staring at them on a computer screen? Do you have any tips for how to just break the ice and get started, get that song down?
Yeah. When I wrote my very first song, I couldn't get it done in the very first try. You have to just kind of write down whatever really comes to your mind. Don't overthink it. Because when I was the very first time I wrote a song, I think I overthought it a lot. I kept telling myself, does that make sense? Is that good enough?
Right.
Just write down whatever comes to your mind. Don't worry about making each line perfect as you go. You can write everything and come back and then analyze it later. And
rewrites.
Yeah, rewrites. That's honestly, I think that's how you make yourself better, is you just put everything out there first, just vomit words onto the paper, and then go back and then break it down, rewrite it until you're happy with it. The longer you think about it, I think the less natural it comes across, the less organic it seems. When you just go with what you're feeling, and then you go back, and then you look at how you can polish it up. That's what works really good for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, that sounds like a good spot to take a break. Let's check out the last track for the show. This is Superhuman from Tyler Model.
Knock, knock, here you are in my door. Just as beautiful as before, I'll admit we both had our fun. Slam shut. Who do you think you are, coming back after
after leaving me scarred, check the rearview, baby, I've moved on. Why are you crying, begging, please? You were the one who won everything. Tell me, why are you playing the victim? No. Why are you trembling on your knees? Never thought I'd find the strength in me to step to you. It's like I'm superhero. That's how we came to this. Should have known that soon I would find out. Visions robbing me of my sleep. How'd I ever let you get to me? Drain my energy like kryptonite. Why are you crying?
And we are back with Tyler Model, and you just heard Superhuman. That one's got some spirit to it, my friend.
Thank you.
I like that one has a little bit more speed. It's a little bit more up-tempo.
Yeah, yeah.
What was involved in that specific song?
That was right after I did.
And why are you superhuman? That's what I want to know.
Well, let me tell you. Right after I did X Factor, pretty much... I went on the show, I made it to the celebrity judges, and I got all three yeses from him. It was when Britney Spears, Demi Lovato, and L.A. Reid, Simon Cowell, so four yeses actually. It was when they were all the judges. And I got through, was supposed to go to boot camp, and then, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this or not, but I will anyways. The show doesn't even come on anymore. I'm not signed to a contract with them now, so pretty much, they told me, they scouted me out. They came to me and asked me to do kind of like a private audition kind of a thing, which at the time no one was supposed to know about. And it was basically like I sent them this recording and it went directly to the producers and stuff. And then they called me back like a day later. Well, they just basically told me that I was going in front of the celebrity judges. So I prepared and I worked with one of the producers on preparing my songs and stuff. And I went on the show and, then I got there and I did my audition And they put me through to the next round. And then the entire time I had been with my former manager at the time, and they had been telling me that wouldn't be an issue, because I questioned. I said, I know a lot of these shows, they don't like to work with people who already have management. They don't like to do stuff. If you can't be signed to a label, you can't have a publishing deal, stuff right. like that. They want to completely.
Yeah, they
want
to own you.
So they're like, we're working with artists who have management now. That's not an issue. I even, one of the contracts that I signed pretty much confirmed all that. And then I got a call afterwards from production, like a day before I was supposed to fly out to the next round, which was boot camp. I had just left the hospital getting my physical done for the show, because they made me do like a bunch of stuff right. for health. And I got a call from production basically saying that I was being cut from the show because of my management contract, and just kind of completely backtracking from everything. And so it was a very frustrating situation, because I had worked really hard to get as far as I did, and I felt like it was unfair, everything that they had told me, and then how I ended up not working out the way that I had wanted it to. And so for like the first month, I was really hard on myself. I was really down about it. I didn't perform out a lot. I didn't write very many songs. I just stayed home and pretty much just was really upset about it. I was very
downward spiral, man. Can't do that.
And then afterwards I just realized, you know what? Like, I don't need that. Like, I'm going to make this happen no matter what.
That's right.
And
you're going to wave it in their face.
That's
now.
Where that superhuman came from. Cause I was like, you know, a lot of people listen to it and they think it's a love song, but it's actually me talking about that.
Okay.
Saying no matter, you know, like, why, it was me talking to myself in a situation. Like, why are you crying, begging, please? Like, you're the one who ruined everything. Why are you playing the victim? Like, it was me saying, like, why am I playing a victim here? Like, I need to get up. I need to do something about this. I need to be superhuman. Nothing, no matter what anyone in this industry throws at me, I'm like Superman. I'm bulletproof. Nothing will stop me from going where I want to go.
I would not have predicted that. No matter what you would
Everyone
say.
Thinks it's a love song about a breakup. And I think it's cool, because it's one of those songs that can be interpreted in many different ways.
Wow.
And most people don't expect why the song came to be.
That's great, man. I love that backstory. And you only get it on the Nashville Rocks podcast, people. So you're about to go on tour shortly.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the tour, your part in it, mm-hmm. where and when we can catch you? Because you're coming yeah. to the Nashville area.
Oh, yeah.
Well, technically the Nashville area three times, mm-hmm. but in Nashville specifically at least once. And tell us about the tour and who's on it and how
I'm
you're involved.
So
all that
excited
fun stuff.
To do this tour. Like, it's the OMG Music Fest tour.
OMG.
OMG.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I start the tour on August 16th and I finish on the 30th. So then I'll get to come back home in September. And we'll be in Nashville, in the Nashville area. We'll be in Memphis, Knoxville, Nashville, and we are playing at Rocket Town when we're here in Nashville. And that's a great venue. I love it, because I've played there before two other times, and it's just so much fun. Also, every time you get to do a show in your hometown,
right?
Like, that's awesome. It's always so much fun to see.
It's kind of funny. I have a connection to Rocket Town. I used to do security there.
Oh, nice.
When they were in the previous location before the Music City Center came uh-huh. in and squashed all the businesses around there. That's a great place, though.
It's a great tour. Incredible artist on there. I'm honored to be a part of it. I have to give a shout out to Lisa McQueen and to Supreme Entertainment, Brian over at Supreme, because I wouldn't be on the tour if it wasn't for them. Lisa's a great friend of mine. And before the OMG Music Fest became an official tour, and it was just a show that would happen a few times, like once every few months, she would have me on that. And for those of you who don't know who Lisa is, she's Austin Mahone's aunt, and she is she's known in the industry for doing like media stuff. She's been on TMZ. She and she does the OMG Music Fest, and it's turned into this tour. And now the headliner, Jacob Whiteside's EP 3 AM, just went to number 2 on the iTunes pop charts, and he's headlining, and I'm gonna be on the tour. I'm so excited. Other artists on there, Alyssa Schaus, and she's been on Jason Derulo's record label. And so just to be in company with so many talented and successful artists, I feel like
it's a high energy tour too.
It's high energy. We do pretty much what we're going to be doing is just nonstop from you know, time we get up in the morning till the time we would get up the next morning, we'll just be doing stuff the entire time. We have meet and greets with the artists, which is so much fun. And what I, or with the fans, and what I love about this tour is that, it's not like your typical meet and greet. We actually have this thing, this VIP pizza party. So the fans really get an experience to hang out with us one-on-one, not just like there's the meet and greet where they can go through line and meet us. But then they have the VIP tickets where they can actually hang out with us after the show, eat pizza with us. And it's more just like, you know, just really getting to know us and just having fun with us. And we play music and it's really cool.
Nice. Yeah.
It's my first time on a tour bus, so I'm very excited.
So tell us about dates. Do you know dates off the top of your head?
I know that I'm going to be on the tour August 16th through the 30th.
You know what? I'll put that in the show notes for the podcast. Specific dates for the OMG tour.
And people can get tickets at omgmusicfest.com. And I know that when I'm on the tour, we're going to be going to like Nashville, Memphis, Knoxville, Louisville, Kentucky, Birmingham, Alabama. I believe Grand Rapids. I'm going to be in Florida, in Miami, Tampa.
And you're on just a certain leg of the tour. It's a massive tour,
it's a big
right?
tour. Yeah. Even after, like, it's already started. They've been in Texas. They've been in all kinds of, they're on a tour bus. So they're traveling literally day after day. They're in a different state or in a different city. And even after I leave the tour, they're going to be going to Syracuse, New York, then to Canada. When I start the tour, I'm going to be in New York. So I'm excited because that's my first time ever playing in New York. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about tour stuff. So tell me a little bit about that thing you do on tour where you select a gravity girl.
My gravity girl. I have a lot of fun with that. When I'm on tour, I'm going to be looking for girls in the audience. I specifically look for people who are hardcore modelizers, hardcore Tyler Model fans, the girls who come with shirts made and signs, or people who really go out of their way, people who make an impression. And I scout those out, especially during like the meet and greet. And when I'm performing my song Gravity on stage, I'll bring them up. And I won't be doing it at every single show, but I'll be doing it at quite a few of them. So I'm very excited to do that. And it's a great opportunity to...
And you sing to them.
And I sing directly to them, yes.
Awesome.
It's going to be fun.
And there's a clip of that in one of your videos, right?
Yeah, I've done it at shows before.
Just a short little clip. Yeah.
So there's videos of that online from actual shows where I've done that. And then in the music video, there's something kind of like that too.
Great. Is there anything you feel like you need to cover that we might have missed or...
I think this has been a great interview. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you know, we love having you here, man. How about one more business thing? Now, you've been through managers, you've competed in contests, you've won some, you've had some letdowns, contractual letdowns. As far as the business side of things, what can you lend to our beginners out there who are getting started in the music business? Can you give them any tips on how to handle situations that come up like that, with whether it's management or a booking agent or talking to a record label, that kind of thing?
Don't give up. You know, if someone's not interested, don't take that as it's the end of your career, because
it's not personal.
More than likely, they're not going to be. They get so many people who are bombarding them with emails, and you have to really stand out. And most of the time when I go to someone, I mean, you have to develop a relationship with them first on a personal level before you're going to hook them in on a business level. And that's how I've really realized that I had to approach my career. So don't take it personal and don't give up, because you're going to hear more no's than you will hear the yeses. But you will hear yeses as long as you're persistent. And also always stay true to who you are, because it's really easy to get in situations where you want to be a certain kind of artist. And whether it's a record label, a manager, someone will come along and tell you that that's not who you are. And they'll say, if you want to be successful, change your hair, change your clothes, change your songs, change, go and get a tan, all
this
stuff.
There's a Pink song about that.
Mm-hmm.
The exact thing you're talking about.
Yeah. I think it's called Stupid Girls.
Is it? I can't think of it off the top of my head.
You know, and I do want to throw in something to what I just said, though. I'm not saying completely be defiant. to everyone, because you have to realize that also
you might have to update yourself a little bit.
You have to,
especially if you're from Middle America.
If you want to, be in this industry and you want to be successful, you have to realize that you're selling a product.
Absolutely,
you can't just get out there and think everything I'm doing, people are just going to love it and buy it. What I mean when I say stay true to who you are is be organic, but find the best natural qualities in yourself, and then find a way. How can you enhance those to where it'll just bring out the best in yourself that people want to buy it? And then if there's certain things that, you know, do or don't work, you just try different things. But when you always go with the people who believe in you for who you are, not the people who want to take you and squash your vision. Right. Because that's when
you can have both. Yeah.
But why do something if you can't enjoy it? I mean, I've been in a situation.
If you're going to be miserable, there's no sense in doing it.
Yeah, I was in a situation recently where I started to feel that way, and I lost a lot of passion. I was starting to lose passion for what I was doing, and as soon as I got out of it and I started to put people around me who believed in me, they would give me good advice as far as how can I take what I want to do and polish it up even more, make it more appealing. And that's what I really like is people who will, you can coincide, and people who will just help to bring out the best in you as you already are.
Awesome. That's great advice, Tyler. And I really think you've shared a lot of things from your own personal experience, as well as some of the advice that you've given in this episode, that I think that a lot of beginners, songwriters, bands that are just getting together can really take and use immediately right now.
Thank you.
And that's, I love that about this show, that we're getting down to business, you know?
Can I add one last thing?
Absolutely.
I'm actually only throwing this in here just because I can say this from personal experience. If you're looking for a manager, if you're anyone in the industry, like I said, really look at your contracts well. If someone says they want to work with you, but they're saying you have to give me this amount of money up front, and they're like one, and especially in like a management situation or something that's similar to that, you want to make sure you do your research. Know, how does a manager make money? How does a marketing director make money? How does someone who, if it's someone who's hired
Absolutely.
Independently, because if you're hiring that person independently, then yes, you're going to pay them up front. But if it's someone who's making a percentage off you, and then they come to you and they're asking you for money directly, anyways, you have to realize, don't ever let yourself be taken advantage of, because there are so many people in this industry who will try and do that.
And it's more of a possibility these days, with technology being the way it is, for an independent to publish their own stuff. If that's what they've got to do, if they don't need management and whatever, you can be successful as an independent.
Yeah.
I think it's more possible now than it ever has been before in our time to be a successful independent artist.
Absolutely. I think so.
Absolutely. Awesome.
I know we turned this into, it went from like artist, songwriting, business conversation.
That's okay. Well, that's what this show is about. It's both. And it's also entertainment. So I appreciate you bringing the tracks for us to check out. How do we find out more about Tyler Model?
Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm getting ready to go on tour, so you're going to be getting a lot of great pictures and behind the scenes stuff on there. And also, a lot of people are using this app now. It's called Snapchat. And a lot of people, I think it's really funny because they use it to just, you can send pictures back and forth to each other. I don't even use it to send pictures, but I have it because they have this thing on there called the story, where you can post pictures to anyone who's following you, that you can upload pictures and videos, and you can put it to your timeline, your story, and anyone who's following you can see that. And I use that all the time for behind the scene content that I won't post anywhere else. So
that's,
if you really want to see like behind the scene stuff that isn't going to be on my Twitter or Instagram, follow my Snapchat.
And you have a website.
And my website. Yeah. TylerModel.com. MATL.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Tyler, I want to sincerely thank you for being a part of the Nashville Rocks podcast. It's been a pleasure having you, and we look forward to hearing more about you and your songs and what you're up to in the near future.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening to the Nashville Rocks audio podcast. As we said, we're going to give away some Tyler Model tunes from his EP, Searching for Juliet. So here's what you do. Go to NashvilleRocks.com. and sign up for our newsletter. Now, the newsletter is our way of adding your name to a hat. All right. So then we'll draw, however many people sign up for the newsletter, we'll draw your name and you could possibly be a winner of one of two of his EPs. So every newsletter subscription will be an entry into the contest. We'll announce the winner on the next podcast. And don't go sign up a bunch of times because we'll be watching for that. Just once is great. If you don't care about the newsletter, which will have music news in it, by the way, then just send an email to info@nashvillerocks.com with the subject line Tyler Model. That's the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Join us next time when we have another exciting musical guest on the Nashville Rocks audio podcast. Goodbye and God bless.